Typed already. Zabi, it's done.
It's done.
It's done. My fingers will not untype.
It is finished.
All right, it is done.
Hold on. Make sure I'm not too loud now.
Live streaming of this show available via Roku streaming devices, Apple TV, smart TVs, Amazon Echo, and many other devices. Visit tunein.alphageekradio.com to learn how to listen and watch live.
Really, Renee? Is that how we're going to do it today?
I missed my cue.
I mean, you really just sat back.
I did. I did it on purpose.
Oh.
And I missed my cue. I was trying to be cute and I missed my cue.
Oh, well, I mean, you're always cute, but get your cue this time. So, so.
I'm ready this time. Let's do it.
All right, here we go.
Oh, I thought you were going to do the beginning part again.
Renee, I'm not doing it over again because I don't believe in that first part. Damn it. So, stop.
All right.
Collaborate.
All right.
Listen.
I'm ready. All right.
Ice is back.
Cowboy's back.
I'm ready.
All right. So we're for real this time. Here we go.
15 minutes late. Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine cast with your returning two electric boogaloo couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is Monday, August 10th. 2015.
And this is episode 182. Did you do that on purpose? You did it on purpose, didn't you?
Yes and no.
I hate you so much.
I want you to see this. And I was like, I bet you don't have this stuff muted. And I was right.
Yeah, I'm on Hangouts right now, dog. So if you send me a message, it's gonna pop up. I guess I could go ahead and mute that.
You could have.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Another episode of the Valentine Cast. We have a special guest, as you may have heard a third voice at the very beginning.
Hello.
Visiting us from the great state of Final Fantasy. I guess can I? I guess people know you live in Texas.
Yes.
Right.
Well, I guess they know now.
They know now.
If he didn't want people to know, I guess they know now.
Well, he looked at me like, why do you say Final Fantasy? I don't know.
That's weirdo.
Austin.
Know? Yeah.
Texas.
See, Austin.
Mr. Azzy.
I know someone who lives in Austin.
Hello, everyone.
I have a friend who lives in Austin.
Oh, you do. That's your favorite person in your whole sister group, right?
My mommy group. Yes.
So, mommy group.
So Renee has a mommy group. And
mommy group.
What is the name of your mommy group?
I'm not telling. It's a secret. It's just call it my mommy group.
But what was it?
I'm not saying.
Do they watch the show?
Maybe. I don't know.
Hi, Renee's friends and her mommy group.
It's a private group.
Well, that's cool. And I have to say, it's been a great group for Renee with all the support and everything else. And all that good stuff, but
But you're always saying I'm talking about you in the group, but I'm not.
So what?
You always say I'm talking about you in the group.
Oh no! So the joke is so apparently when you have kids, I've had three before the girls, Azzy. I had three other kids, mm-hmm. but apparently this is before the Facebook, became big and popular. You have kids now. The thing is that you need to join a parenting group.
That's the thing?
You got your mommy groups. You got your daddy groups. You got your dads of twins and multiple munchkins.
You have your atheist mom groups.
Yeah, not just mom's group. You got atheist mom group, Christian mom groups. I'm pretty sure you got black
cloth diaper and mom groups.
So these
stay
just like
at home mom groups.
Are they just online groups?
So
you don't know these people in real life.
Well, it depends.
I guess I didn't know you in real life until today, did I?
Not have met them in person. Let me rephrase that.
No, I have not met them in person, but I'm going to meet them in a few weeks. Well, some of them in a few weeks.
Yeah, a few of them in a couple of weeks. So that's going to be kind of
cool. That was hilarious, though. Like, but, nope, don't know anybody I haven't met in person in real life. Nope.
Yeah. There's a strange person in your house.
Stranger in my house.
I always feel
it took some time to figure out.
Somebody's watching me.
That too. Anyway, Azix is here. We didn't know he was here until today.
He didn't.
I didn't know I was here.
He didn't know he was here.
I didn't know where I was
until the great when help. Before he got on the plane.
No. Yeah. Where did you think you were going again?
Louisville.
Louis.
I was like, what on earth is Louisville?
I'm going to teach you how to say it right. Can you say it?
Oh, he knows how to say it.
Louisville?
No.
I don't know. I'm from the north.
That's close enough. Louisville.
Say it like you have a box of marbles in your mouth.
Louisville. I'll work on it.
Don't even. So soon you say Lou. Don't even try to move your mouth again.
Louisville.
You just want to make sure you say, get the V in. Just a Louisville.
The O at the end is important.
There you go, man. That's it right there, man.
Jay has learned how to say it.
I'm from North Carolina, so.
Louisville.
That's close enough.
But yeah,
no one would ever think you're from here, but.
No,
you're cool enough.
So it's amazing to have you here.
It is.
And I have to say, thanks to my coworker, if you're watching live, Jay is using his arm as a mic stand, which is amazing. You know, because I got the biceps of dragons, of a T-Rex. There we go. I should be like a T-Rex. So if a T-Rex had a mic, it'd be like right here. Isn't that right? It'd be like.
Yeah.
So,
well, it would be down further because it'd be like
John McCain. Oopsie, you know. Thank you for your service, John McCain. So, anyway, no need to be joking about your arm.
So we can't talk about him, his short arm.
Oh, we can, but I still had to thank him for his service. You know what I'm saying? I tried.
Because that was a
war injury, right? If I'm thinking right.
John McCain's short arm.
Yeah, I think it was a war injury that had happened or something like that. At least that's what I tell myself, so I quit joking on him so much. So, but
it's a war injury.
Yeah, and that's kind of, you know.
Broken and dislocated multiple times while being tortured as a POW.
Oh my God.
Oh, wow. Well, I shouldn't even joke about it
anymore. That's a bit hardcore.
Yeah, so yeah. I knew it was...
I got to take all my short arm jokes
I knew it was
back,
war related, was, but I didn't know it was to that level.
Now yeah,
just
well,
like,
there you
I
go.
Can't even joke about it anymore. It's just like...
Sorry, take it all back.
I had to take it all back now, so I'm sorry, Mr. McCain, Senator McCain. I apologize, so... But yeah, anyway, so
his politics are still terrible. But
okay. Okay.
I got that.
Hey, that's fair. It's not about his short arm, so it's good, you know. So we're glad you're here. I wished I had known earlier, and I know you wish you had as well.
Yeah, me too.
We could have planned some major stuff, but we're gonna try to make the best of it.
Welcome to the insanity.
Thanks.
It is us.
Yeah. So, the reason we're running a little late was setting up everything that I needed to set up, and it's been so long since we've done this show, so it took us 3 minutes to even get through the intro of the show. So sorry for you having to listen to all that, but it was just comedy gold. The other part was I got a call because I had an excitement adventure when we returned back from Louisville and I was going to what?
Nothing. Keep going.
What did I say?
No, you didn't say anything. It was what we forgot to do as hosts. We're terrible hosts. What did we not do?
But he's still here. And you want something to drink, man?
Would you like some water?
You want some water?
No, I'm good.
I have some lemon shandy up front.
Okay, see, he's good. He doesn't want
some
any water.
Apples. I'm good.
Shut up, JK.
Some apple
I'm
cider.
Good.
No, we had guests before, and we forgot to offer them anything to drink. And they
oh,
were
no.
Thirsty.
How did they know we didn't offer me something earlier?
No. Well, Renee doesn't lie, so... I would lie. Be like, yeah, we all need something to drink. Shut up, JK.
I'm not gonna lie.
Shut up, JK.
That's what I would have said.
I didn't say shut up, JK. I said shut up, JK.
No, I said that's, no. I would have been like, yeah, we all need something to drink. Shut up, JK.
Shut up.
Okay. Somebody was texting on the highway, driving real slow. You know, I passed him, tapped my horn a couple of times, and next thing I know, about a mile later, he pulls out a gun on me, or he displays a gun, showing me that he has one. This happens on the interstate. Long story short, the detective called him, and the dude was like, no, that's not how it happened. He was riding my tail, passed me, honking his horn, laid on it, shot me the bird, and...
So he said he didn't show a gun.
He didn't show a gun.
Wow.
At all.
So he didn't do anything wrong in that situation.
Right. So we're just going to go into a state of he said, he said. So, you know, I'm not going to waste tax dollars, you know.
That's nice of you.
Well, because, I mean, okay, so we go to court. This is what Mr. Valentine did. This is what Mr. I'm not going to say his name, even though I want to.
Yeah, did. I wouldn't.
I could show his picture if I wanted to.
I wouldn't.
But. I'm not going to be the asshole.
I wouldn't either.
So he pulls a gun on me. Well, let me quickly say, he displays a gun. So when I say pull a gun,
that makes it sound like
he pointed at you. So,
but he didn't.
But he displayed a gun like, hey,
I have a gun.
I have a gun.
Which is bad enough.
Right. And the officer said that he could tell that, you know.
He was lying.
He was lying. Young kid, he could tell with the attitude that he had and everything else. He was like, he's just going to run across the wrong person. So, you know what?
You're going to let it go.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to waste my time. I'm not going to waste the officer's time.
Yeah, I feel
I'm not
you, gonna but waste I wish he would get his, but he's not. I'm he's going to go through life.
I'm not going to waste the county attorney's time. And, I mean, it was just a menacing misdemeanor is what it is, which is the lowest misdemeanor you can get, you know, which means you'll get 30 days in jail, but it's going to be waived unless you know, after a year, you know. So if you do something else, then you're going to get 30 days plus whatever.
Yeah.
Is what it would be. So, I mean, it's whatever. I mean, I'm not.
You're a nice guy for not wanting to waste taxpayer dollars.
You're a better person than I am.
Right. And
here's
the thing.
He's like, well, yeah, I am a better person than you, Zitsu, but
no, I'm not saying that at all.
No, I know.
It sounded like.
Well, I think the thing is, I feel kind of bad. Well, okay, so
you feel bad for the kid?
No, I don't feel bad for the kid, but I'm gonna feel bad if he's coming across the wrong guy. You know what I'm saying? He's gonna come across if he's so willing to pull his firearm so quick.
Well,
like
my
that.
Thing, he's getting away with it now, so he's probably more willing to do
right.
it again.
Well, yeah,
and you know what?
He's going to do it to the wrong person, then, you know.
Hey, you know
so
what?
So, why do you feel sorry?
I mean, I don't want to see anybody get hurt. I mean, I don't want to wish harm on anybody. Well, except for that one dude we talked about today that with that baby.
Yeah, I don't even want to talk about
that.
Because that makes that, no, I'm not even going to talk about that.
Just go to WDRB and look up baby. It's on the front page, I'm pretty sure.
I'm not even gonna talk about that.
That's
too much.
So long story short, baby less than 6 months.
Are we really talking about this?
You know what? Just go to WDRB.com.
It's terrible. It's horrible. It's a terrible tragedy, and I don't even want to talk about it because it hurts. All right.
It's like I don't even want this person to go to court. I just want somebody in jail.
To shank them. In the neck with a sharpened toothbrush. In the eye.
In the anus.
And the penis.
In the uterus. Anyway.
Urethra.
Okay. No. Okay. All right. So we're back. Welcome to we talk about crooks and everything else. So anyway.
So let's talk about fun, happy times then.
Yeah, let's lighten this up a little bit. So we've been on vacation. We was at the beach, had a good time. It was relaxing. Come back to craziness. But
the beach was fun. So I'm a water person, so I've missed the beach. We didn't go last year because of babies. And so it's been 2 years.
Right.
And I missed it. And,
what beach?
Virginia.
Virginia.
My dad is from Portsmouth, Virginia. So he's been organizing the family fishing trip for like the past 20 years.
Yep. That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. So we usually go out on, we fish in the Gulf. Is what, wait a minute, in the,
not the Gulf.
Not the Gulf. The,
the, what's it?
The Bay.
Yeah, in the Bay,
Chesapeake
sorry.
Bay.
The Bay.
Yeah, so it's usually fishing in the Bay. I didn't go this year because they've increased in price.
I didn't go fishing.
It's like, it used to be like $20.
It's like 50. 40.
It's,
no, yeah,
it's 40, it's 50 and bucks. Then if you use their pole, which you want to do, it's $10. So $50 to fish off a boat, be out there in the hot sun.
Is that per person?
That is per person.
Yeah, yeah, it starts to get kind of expensive.
It used to
yeah.
be cheaper.
I mean,
so I just hung back
boat,
at the hotel.
This is a boat about 20 people.
You need to catch a lot of fish.
Yeah, and it's not even high quality fish. You catch mostly croaker.
Croaker.
Have you heard of croaker?
No, sounds was
croaker.
Dead already?
When you catch it, and they go. Rawr, rawr.
Yeah, that's what they do, dude.
The fish.
Yeah.
Yes.
They sound like
that's what
like
they
a
do.
Frog.
I've never heard of that.
That's they do.
That's why they call it croaker. And they open their mouth and go. Rawr.
And it's like, you know how fish are on there out of water. They live for like 24 hours.
They don't. They don't live for 24
hours.
So
you're on the boat, you know, cooler full of fish,
and they're all
in your car, and you know you're driving back to the hotel, and they're like rah 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 rah.
I had never heard of those. Are they like a bottom feeder or something?
Yeah,
they something.
Yeah,
like a bottom.
They something.
There's something. Yeah, they are bottom feeder fish.
And then every now and then you get somebody catch a shark.
Yep. A puffer fish,
which you can't.
Yeah,
they have to take it off the hook.
And what is the other one called? The ugly fish,
toad,
toadfish,
some kind of toadfish,
oyster toad.
Oh yeah, oyster toad.
Oyster toad. Those are really ugly and they have spines all over them. So the guide has to come in with the hook and get it off, like a big old hook, get it off the hook.
Right.
But I had fun spending time with my family, and they got to meet the girls. The girls had fun on the beach. They liked us holding them in the waves when the waves
right
they
yeah
like
so
but they're super cute in their bathing suits.
Yeah, so if you didn't see the pictures, we took them out both days.
Yeah.
But we took a pool, inflatable pool, and we filled it with ocean water, you know, so they can, you know,
they can play on the beach while
they
we
play
work.
On the beach while we go out and, you know, play in the waves and stuff like that.
And my parents went, so that was nice. I got some alone time in the waves. That was nice. Just
I know.
Nice.
Renee and I got to go, you know, jump the waves.
That's fine.
You know, I told Renee, I was like, I'm going to be a man. I'm not ducking up under these waves.
Yeah, so, and then what happened?
So Friday, my last day, and the tide was pretty strong and stuff like that. I got smacked on my ass a couple of times, so it was great, you know.
He got head over heels.
I
got
did.
Up, butt hanging out.
It was amazing.
It was a yellow moon over Virginia Beach.
My ass is pretty white right now.
Well, I'm sure mine isn't super tan. But while we were at the beach, other nerdier times are happening in Utah.
Yes.
Nerdtacular happened.
Nerdtacular did happen.
We didn't even get to watch it this year, which is crazy because
we
were on vacation. So we missed everything. I heard it was a good time.
Did you get to watch it, Ed?
Yeah, I watched some of it. Some of it live. I was listening to like the French Spin when Patrick was doing that Friday live.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
I didn't know he did that.
I watched The Angry Chicken and then a couple others. And then I just followed up with the rest of them with podcasts and stuff. But yeah, it looked amazing. It looked so great.
And
this year,
yeah, and then also Mr. Punk Gopher was on the panel as well.
That's pretty cool.
He was on a gaming panel.
I missed all that.
The tabletop panel.
Oh yeah.
So
I think it's still up, right?
Oh yeah, it's on YouTube and everything else. He actually texted me and sent it to me. I haven't had time to watch it. After I got back from vacation, you know, I had a few days, and then I went straight into On Call. So.
No, it's kind of hard watching because I wanted to be there.
Right.
Even though a lot of people that I wanted to see weren't there.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'll ever get out there. It's
Well, we've been talking
it's
about
a little pricey though.
Yeah, it's a little pricey. Yeah.
More than a little pricey. We would have to buy a 4 plane tickets because the Twins will be over 2 by then. Mm-hmm. 4 plane tickets. That's, you know, that's like close to $2,000 just for plane tickets.
That's pricey.
Oh,
it's a little pricey. So I don't know. I don't know if we'll ever go again. But
you could do a road trip.
I talked to Renee about that.
It'll be 3 days driving there and 3 days back. So that's 6 days of driving.
Yeah,
that's harsh. Like I used to go to Florida every year growing up, for until I was like 25 or so, and like there's only a handful of times that we drove, and it was just like I would just sit there and play Tetris till my eyes bled.
Born and raised in Texas?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I'm from Pittsburgh.
I don't remember these things.
No, it's okay.
Oh, he said he was north.
I'm from the cold, frigid north. No, I grew up in Pittsburgh, and then I lived in Boston for a decade, and then 2.5 years ago I moved to Austin.
That's right.
Yeah.
I knew that.
Yeah, you did.
So how?
Now that you reminded me, of course I knew that.
So
anyway,
so what part of Pittsburgh? Pennsylvania.
Right? Pittsburgh. Yeah, Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's
he said
awesome.
Pittsburgh.
I
grew up in New York. Which part of New York? I said New York.
You know, the only part of New York.
New York is like, is there anything else besides New York?
Yeah, so that's cool, man.
No, but I grew up like 30 minutes south of Pittsburgh out in like the cut where there's like, you know, I grew up right between two farms.
Okay.
Like in the middle of nowhere.
All right. So Pittsburgh is in Pennsylvania, right?
Yeah, it's in like the southwestern corner.
And where's Philadelphia?
On the exact opposite corner.
Really?
Yeah, it's like all the way across the state.
Okay. Okay.
And then Hershey's like somewhere in between. Where they have
Hershey.
Chocolate. Yeah.
does it smell like chocolate there?
I don't know. You know, I don't think I've been there. I've been near there, but not actually at Hershey.
So here in Louisville, there's like these little towns. So like right now, even though you're in Louisville, you're in Coldstream, Kentucky. So when you pulled in our neighborhood, you probably saw a sign that said Coldstream.
Yeah.
You may think that's the neighborhood name, but it's a little township. So we have a. We don't have a mayor, do we? Is it a mayor?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So it's an actual mayor. So we have a mayor of Coldstream, a council, and everything else. So there's a German town. That's where a lot of the Germans kind of moved when they came here.
But that's not a city, though.
Well, it's another town, right? It's a little town?
No.
Yeah, it's
part of town.
Germantown is?
It's not an official
is
town.
It it's not a township?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
They just call it Germantown.
Well, there's another place called Butchertown that's real close there.
I don't think that is either.
Well, anyway, Butchertown, man. That's where they had a slaughterhouse.
That's where the butcher lives.
So when you
roll. Diablo.
So when you roll. Exactly. It is, man.
It stinks.
But the thing is, well, no. Sometimes you roll through there and it smells just like bacon.
Okay. But the worst is when it smells like bacon, but it smells like shit. At the same time.
Yeah, the manure.
Yeah. Manure.
At the same time.
Yeah.
So it's bacon wrap manure. What it is. And it's gross.
In a way, I bet you there's a bacon lover out there that's like, ooh, this sounds a little, a little appetizing.
Nope.
Yeah, that smell doesn't
faze
me.
If there's someone out there that ever says it sounds appetizing.
What phase of manure?
Yeah, just because I grew up next to a farm, so it's like.
Horse.
That's just because you like horses, babe.
Manure, I don't mind at all. It's horse
cow.
Manure, I don't mind. Cow and pig, a little bit much. But
the worst
smells different.
You know what's the worst, though?
The others.
Chicken.
Yeah, chickens
a
are.
Chicken farms.
I haven't really smelled a chicken nasty. Farm.
Oh, because
they're so dirty.
Ride through Iowa. Them things nasty, man. Especially, they pack them so tight. Good Lord, it's just compounds, man.
Yeah.
Horrible.
JK said it's like that's like going through Lufkin. They have paper mills. It smells like fart. That just sounds funny. Yeah. It smells like fart. So, we missed Nerdtacular. It sounded amazing. I saw all the tweets and updates and the pictures. And I was like, oh, that person. I know that person. I miss that person.
Right.
We're going to try to go one day. I don't know when.
So are you going to try to go, Azzy? Or is that like, you know, is it one of those things like, oh, I wish I could go, kind of like, kind of, well, you can't, you know what? You can't compare it to BlizzCon, because it's like,
you know,
it's BlizzCon.
But I wouldn't even want to go to BlizzCon.
Because it's so big?
Well, no, because I've been to PAX.
Oh.
PAX is amazing. But no, I mean, I'd rather go to Nerdtacular because it's, you know, it's much smaller, it's much more close-knit, you get to, like, actually meet people and hang out.
Right, right.
Like, I don't know that I would, when I was younger, yeah, I would probably would have tried to have gone to BlizzCon, but I think Nerdtacular would be fun. I don't know if I'll actually make it. I might.
Right, right.
I might have more of an impetus to go now that, I don't know if you heard, but Dills is moving to Austin.
What? Didn't know
and
that.
And I'm going to, like, try to drag him to all these magic stores so we can play Magic the Gatherings and, like, try Fireside Gatherings.
He's moving to Austin?
Yeah.
Is he into Magic right now? And you're trying to get him into it?
No, he plays you know, the tavern in San Francisco.
I know he plays Hearthstone, but I know he plays.
Yeah, they play Magic sometimes at the tavern in San Francisco. Okay. So he's been playing it now and then. So.
How come, like, a big, huge chunk of our friends are either in Colorado or Texas?
Well, Austin's like, what, the fastest growing city in the U.S. right now? It's, like, incredible. It's, like,
apparently
becoming so dense.
Move there.
So Austin, from what I understood, but then Austin and Louisville were on the hippies, top 10 hippie list.
Was it?
Yep.
But if we moved west, I would miss out on a lot of friends here, so.
Like who?
It's hard, like, moving away from friends, for sure.
Zabi.
Yeah, that's true.
And Mahogan. And Kendra. And my entire family.
Yeah.
Your entire family.
Yeah.
Well, I lived in Nebraska, you know, for so long. I lived in Nebraska for 7 years.
I don't know. If I could move to Texas, I don't think Houston would be the place I would go.
I wouldn't move to Houston. I'm sorry, JK.
No, don't move to Houston, no.
Maybe move to Dallas because of the TV show Dallas. It has to be fun. They filmed Dallas there, but not really.
Yeah, I wouldn't go anywhere but Austin, but I'm from the north and
Austin just sounds cool.
I mean, the only reason I would move to Austin is because, I mean, it's very similar to Louisville. It used to be. Well, no, wait a minute. I'm not thinking about what's the capital of Texas? It's not Dallas, is it?
Houston?
No, what's the capital of Texas, Ed?
I don't know.
Oh.
Damn it, man.
Amarillo?
Asking the wrong person.
I'm trying to remember what the capital of Dallas is.
It's Austin.
Is it Austin?
Yeah.
It's Austin. There you go. Look at that. I'm in the capital. Guys.
Oh, God.
Guys, I'm in the capital.
Oh, God. Oh. Did you really not know?
I have no idea.
That is amazing.
You hear it on the news or anything?
I don't news.
So you never been to, so oh, you, okay. So do you have a so here's the question then.
What?
Have you seen a fancy building in town that kind of looks like a Capitol building?
That would be yeah. Oh, that's what that is. No, I'm kidding.
Hey, JK, not everybody knows the capital of every state. Just because Texas is important to y'all, that means important to everybody else.
I'm fired from Texas, says JK.
That is hilarious.
Okay.
I love that.
I guess I have to
and
go back
lived
to Boston.
For how long again?
Like two and a half years. Not very long.
That's not fair.
You're good, man. No, don't worry about it.
Yeah, so, I'm going to have to spread. Yeah. Yeah.
So I'll have to tell Alachi that. She'll laugh at me.
She's not watching? Oh, man.
No, she had to go out. Do errands.
So, let me see here. So, what's the population of Austin?
Growing by 1,000 people every week.
Man, so.
How you gonna know that but not know it's the capital?
Population of Austin is 8, because it's what the hipsters are all worried about.
Well, I think it's becoming the next Silicon Valley.
Is it like super, super hipsterish?
No, it's just because of all the tech there.
Wow.
It's growing so much.
Okay, this is nuts.
And we have Google Fiber.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, check this out. I was looking at Google, right? I don't even know where this come from. And the population of Austin was 884,000, right? And all of a sudden it switched over and went to 885,400. I was like, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. No, that's 2013. Okay.
What about right now? Yeah, it's getting to the point where, like,
that cost of living is high, though.
It actually is. It used to be a lot lower, and now it's starting to skyrocket.
Dude, a gallon of milk is the average is $4.22 for a gallon of milk.
No, no, what?
I'm just looking at the average. Right. I'm looking at the average.
Oh, yeah, that might be right.
Really?
We have a lot of fancy places like specialty
shops. Publix is $2.59. That's way less than here.
Is it? No.
No. It's about the same, right?
Yeah, Houston is a sprawling, massive mess.
A head of lettuce is $1.85. Yeah, it's a little. Oh, here we go. Price per square foot apartment. A one-bedroom apartment in city center.
No one's going to live city center.
$1,504 a month.
Well, that's because, I mean, Boston was, I mean.
$1,500 a month person. For a one-bedroom apartment?
How much?
$1,500.
Yeah, that's about right.
That is insane.
Dude.
But if you're coming from, like, a lot of people from San Francisco are moving there because that is cheap. And, like, you know, that's cheap compared to when I was in Boston. That's one of the reasons we moved to Austin.
Mm. Man.
Because my apartment in Boston was $2,600 a month.
You know, $2,600.
Yeah, it's kind of. See, the cost of living is a little lower.
That is almost three times our mortgage.
Oh, I know.
That is nuts.
Cool. All right.
I guess the one thing is, I mean, in Texas, you have no state tax.
But does it get super, super, super hot in the summer?
There's no state tax for.
I'm worried about the summer how
for working. Summer.
Yeah, it can get quite warm. I don't like it when it's. Is it soupy warm, like humid warm?
No, it's like kind of in between. Like it's not as bad as like
Louisville.
Here,
Louisville's terrible.
Yeah, and like Beaumont, Texas, like it's like super humid, like 90% humidity all the time. No, it's drier, but it's not like Arizona. It's
you heard
not
it here, folks. Valentine's is moving west one day.
But it's like 100 degrees right there right now, I think. So it's no joke.
No.
And y'all riding bikes and stuff.
Oh yeah, but if you go out at night, it's beautiful. Like just it's nice and warm. The weather's like perfect at night.
Was perfect.
I don't know, like 85.
That's not perfect, man.
85 is good.
It's nice.
No, it's not.
Well, it's nice when there's no sun. So, 85
is great.
Nice.
What are you talking about? That's a perfect temperature.
I was asked last week, "What's my if I could live in one temperature?"
But it's not humid. So.
85 is great.
72 would be awesome.
72 is a little on the chilly side.
No, 72. I mean,
85 is. Perfect.
72 is awesome. You can wear a hoodie still.
I don't need to wear a hoodie.
You don't like
I would rather
hoodie?
Not have to wear a hoodie.
Yeah.
Hoodies are cool.
Anyway, so let's talk about some media, dude.
Oh, yeah. Let's do that. Here we go. Media?
Media, movies, books, comics, TV.
All right. So, in media, there was a big announcement last week. You know what? Before we get into that, let's talk about some TV show.
Yeah.
And then let's, so Renee, you've been watching some Star Trek?
I am plugging along. I am on the end of season 6 of Star Trek, The Next Generation.
So how many seasons?
7 seasons.
That's
oh,
awesome.
Wow.
One more to go after this. And then I think it's Deep Space 9 after this. And then Voyager. Huh.
So
I'm
so
plugging along.
So you're a big Star Trek watcher, Azzy?
Oh yeah, I love it. I've seen them all multiple times. I actually just finished going through Deep Space Nine again. And I hadn't watched that one since, you know, probably 15 years ago.
This is
called,
right?
Hmm? Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I haven't really seen the original series that much. I remember watching The Next Generation when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Do
you not watch this since?
No.
Oh,
no.
Wow. So that's why you're watching it.
A lot of these are the first, like, and I really don't remember a lot of them.
Yeah.
So, well, hardly any of them.
That's awesome.
I remember the characters more than the storylines.
Right.
Yeah.
Still, my favorite character by far is Deanna Troi because she's hot and her hair and she's pretty and her voice.
Yeah, Deanna
so
Troi
I love
Miss
Deanna Troi.
For real.
Because she's an empath. And
she's always sensing stuff.
I love her. So,
yeah,
my favorite.
So Renee, she gets to consume this a lot faster than I do. I mean,
I get to watch it while I'm working.
I'm in season 2, halfway through season 2.
I'm ripping it.
Of what? Next Generation?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So, I mean, I remember watching it as a kid, but it was more like I'm at my mom's for the weekend and it's on TV.
Yeah.
We didn't have cable and it was on the UHF channel 45.
Nice.
You know, so.
Yeah, I've never, I think it came on Sundays, right? Next Generation.
Well, at night it came on just about every night.
Well, I think it came on Sundays, but I've never seen Deep Space Nine. And I've never seen Voyager.
No, wow.
So
yeah, Lachia's favorite's Voyager.
Okay, so and it'll be interesting.
So who's the captain of Voyager?
Janeway.
Okay.
Captain Janeway. Red. See, I hear about these people on the morning stream. You know, I hear about various names.
Yeah.
It is cool when they play clips now, I'm like, ah, I've seen that one. That's the Sherlock Holmes episode. You know, stuff like that.
But it's such great sci-fi, though. It's kind of, it's unfortunate that we don't see shows like that anymore.
Yeah. Maybe one day. But tell me about this one movie,
Dragon Ball Z.
Dragon Ball Z.
Rock the Dragon.
So is that the tagline? Rock the Dragon?
Yeah,
is it really?
Rock the Dragon. They're like singing it, Dragon Ball Z. At least in the US it was.
Okay.
Yeah, but there's a new movie. I think I might go watch it Wednesday.
Okay. I wonder why I haven't heard a lot about it. I guess they are doing a big media blitz.
No, I think it's for the fans. It's interesting because back in the day, there was Dragon Ball, Dragon Ball Z, Dragon Ball GT. Mm-hmm. GT was kind of a departure from the original two, and it wasn't done by Akira Toriyama, who was like the creator of that art style and of Dragon Ball.
Mm-hmm.
And he wasn't very happy with it. I'm not even sure why he let people take it and run with it. And so I think it was kind of like in response to that terrible, terrible Dragon Ball movie that they made here in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
He started creating movies again. And just, I think a couple years ago, he created Dragon Ball Z, Saiyan God, something like that. I forget the exact title. So this is going to be his second one. And it's just, I believe it's coming out this week. It's like a limited release around the country. So,
okay, and it's here, and Lore was one of the places it's showing?
Yeah, it's like right near the hotel. And like apparently it's the return of Freezer, who was like one of the main original villains.
I remember Freezer.
He's being resurrected, and like he's going to train and try to take on Goku and kill everyone. So
You want to go with him, babe, to watch Dragon Ball Z?
Yeah. No, I mean, I'm not a big fan. Which is hilarious, because I saw that Pokemon movie back in the day with Mewtwo, so.
Oh my god, I love that. So good.
Back in the day, that yep. was I was in my early 20s.
Wow,
it was fun. Huh. Anyway,
yeah, they're still making those movies.
So
are they really?
Oh yeah.
So I'm assuming it's at the probably at the mall, St. Matthew's one.
Yeah, the one near the hotel that I'm at. I forgot the name of it. My coworker was telling me about it. She wants to go see it, so I was like, I'll go see that.
Oh, that's cool.
I'm excited to see it. I used to love that show back in the day. I used to watch it and run on the treadmill. My living room.
I never seen a show of it. Is that the one with the over 9,000 dude?
You yes. never yes. seen a never single seen any episode? Of them? Not a single one.
Nope, never seen one.
Man. Wow,
classic.
Nope,
it's classic yeah. anime.
I have not seen a one. See,
you, I wouldn't even know the best way to get you into that.
And to be
honest, I wouldn't even know the best episode to even get you in.
And that's the thing. I mean, you kind of have to understand too. I mean,
I would just start at the beginning, but that's me.
Kind of with how everything is. I mean, I kind of don't. I mean, try to step in because it's like I'm so far behind.
You know, there's a lot of episodes.
Unless I can catch it like on Netflix or something like that, then maybe. Yeah. Maybe
there's a lot of episodes. It's incredible. There's like what 350 maybe
something
in 13 movies.
They're half an hour episodes though, so
yeah, they're quick.
Huh.
So cut that in half because you watch Star Trek. Those are an hour, so cut it in half.
Yeah, I'm trying to see where if it's the Regal or if it's the Cinemark. Did you guys already buy tickets?
No, I wasn't sure. You know, we might have to stay late. It's playing it by ear.
Work
could get crazy. I have no idea.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah, I'm here on a business trip, everyone, if you're curious why I just happen to be here.
He's scouting for new talent for a new reality show.
Yeah. This is exactly.
What was the hotbed of new talent? Let me tell you.
You know what I'm saying?
But, so Dragon Ball Z movie. So that's pretty cool. I thought that was awesome that new content still coming out for Greg.
Yeah. I like his art style.
Yeah. And they announced the new expansion for World of Warcraft.
They did. So
what is it called again? Because I haven't really heard anything
Legion.
About it.
Legion.
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 Legions or Legion?
Legion.
Singular?
Singular. You know, like the burning ones.
Yeah. So,
but it's not the burning legion, it's just legion.
Yeah.
So the thing is, there's a new hero class. Which kind of shocked me a little bit, because when they got through with the Death Knight, they was like, that was a bad mistake.
Yeah, they even said,
we're not going to do it again.
It didn't happen like they thought it would.
Were you not prepared for the new class?
They were not prepared.
Pun intended.
They were not prepared for the new class.
Okay, so the smatterings of complaining, because you hear complaining more because it's louder, right? That it's only elves that can be?
Yeah, only elves can be, which makes sense. I mean, because they're...
People were all pissed off. Illidan or whatever, right?
Illidan.
Yeah, people were all pissed off because it was only elves. No other race could be... what is it? A demon hunter?
So
people were all pissed off about it, and I'm never playing WoW again.
Yeah, but
whatever.
You really expect like a Tauren running around leaping over people's heads?
Well,
I don't know about all that.
You know, they have little. Well, I guess a little gnome dwarf is more realistic.
That'd be hysterical.
Just get a little gnome, like the ankle shanker. What is that little tendon at the back of your ankle? You just fall. But it's cool. I'm gonna buy it because life.
I mean, and there's people that's kind of like, oh,
with the little gang sign, I can't do the W.
You know,
can you do the W?
You talking about the side?
Yeah, I can't do that. Like, Hold on. Wow for life. What?
Wow for life.
Here.
Wow for life.
Wow for life.
There you go. But yeah, I mean, people were asking. They were kind of like, you know, are you guys in Bible? Like, yeah. I mean, there are probably three games or three, what would you call them? So it's Borderlands.
IPs.
Yeah, there's three IPs that we will always buy. It's Borderlands, you know, even though that prequel.
Four IPs, but keep going.
Okay. So there's Borderlands.
Borderlands. I will always buy a Borderlands game.
World of Warcraft.
Always buy a World of Warcraft game.
Fallout.
And what's my one?
Is it going to be Final Fantasy?
No, I don't always buy Final Fantasy.
Oh, it's going to be Lara Croft? Is it going to be Tomb Raider?
Tomb Raider, wow.
I will always buy a Tomb Raider game.
I wouldn't have expected that one.
It's the game that really got me back in the game. I played games when I was really young.
Yeah.
And then took a break to get into boys.
And then
back into college, I got back into gaming. And Tomb Raider 2 was the one that got me.
She picked up the guns.
She used her womanly wows with this dude at college.
It's true. I was going over his room just to play the game.
Just to play the game.
It wasn't me that was... It was Kendra.
Okay, so you use Kendra. You're like, hey, Kendra.
He had a crush on Kendra.
Don't you want to go hang with Azzy? Let's go over there and hang out and while you chilling with him.
So then the whole time I would be playing Tomb Raider.
That's awesome.
I would have my save. I tell him, don't you get rid of my save. I'm like, a serious
that is
business.
Hilarious.
He had to keep my save.
Yeah.
But anyway, so those are my ride or die IPs.
Right.
I don't care if you're bad. I'm getting it.
Yeah. So Tomb Raider is Renee's, and Borderlands is really mine. And I guess is Borderlands yours too?
Borderlands mine, but I have a special place. Me and Laura.
Yeah, for me, Borderlands has a huge place for me, and it's mostly, you know. What about you, Azzy? Do you have IPs that you will have to buy?
You know, I did up until I moved and built a house and. And I have all these adult responsibilities.
Don't you hate that, man?
I know, right?
Adulting is terrible.
Adulting,
right?
Yeah, adulting is like a lot of work.
I got to tell you my adulting story here in a second, but go ahead.
But no, I mean, I would almost say WoW, but like I took a hiatus from it after Pandaria. Mm-hmm. I think one of the reasons is I had a friend of mine who was my intern at my previous company. He was working on Titan. And every Christmas he would give me free year of WoW.
Right.
So I got really spoiled. And like as soon as that ended, when he moved and they stopped Titan, he went on to work at League of Legends. I was like, I think I'll just maybe not resubscribe and just see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, after the Legion announcement, I was like, oh man, that looks so fun.
He was like, he was like, I'm sorry, man, I can't get you a year of WoW, but I can give you some fat ass skins for League of Legends.
Yeah, I know. I can give you, I can hook you up with a bunch of people that's going to scream at you and call you D-bags. Like, so, no thanks.
I can tell my relationship with WoW has changed because I only go into raid. I don't go in to do other stuff on all my characters.
Right.
You only raid?
I raid, I get out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, raid.
That's it.
Our raid team from 2009, man.
I play, like 6 hours a week?
Yeah. I mean, because it's what we have time for. And to be honest, today was the first day that I actually did, I guess there were my dailies, I guess. I did some of my Garrison campaign. I did my daily.
I'm sure all of my people have 500 Garrison resources just sitting it full. I mean, because I don't.
Well, the only reason I did it was because I was doing my ship. I was still doing my shipyard.
Mm-hmm.
I ran out of oil. And I was like, oh, that's right. I have to have oil for.
I know for a fact. I haven't been on some of my characters in over a month.
I haven't either. So, and, you know, Renee, you know, because of her mom group, so we got gifted a year of WoW. So.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So once that runs out, which will be running out, I haven't checked.
About three months.
So I don't know what I'm going to do then. Depends on what's going on with the raid.
We're getting enough gold from garrisons and stuff like that. We can.
Well, I have to start doing them again.
Because the WoW token, I think they're running about 20,000.
I have enough for one WoW token.
You have more than that, babe, because I have almost
two.
I almost have 200,000 gold.
So you have enough for some months.
Yeah, yeah.
But, anyway, so.
And here's the kicker, Azzy. Our raid team, they've been heavily playing Final Fantasy 14.
Which is crazy.
Oh, you mean 15?
No, 14.
14.
Which 14 is the MMO. Is the one online.
The MMO, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the one that we all played for a while.
So
that game is so good.
Yeah.
If I had the time, I would play that.
They're playing it, and they're like level 50, and they're like, oh, man, this is great. And they got the Heaven Sword. And it's like, oh, man.
I know.
This is they're posting screenshots. And like, oh, this is the quest for the new dance.
Are you wishing?
The game is beautiful. Yeah, Lachie and I played it for a little while, and we just didn't have time. But
it's gorgeous.
It's so good, and it's good. It's a solid game. Like, since it came out and it failed and it was buggy, and then they went back and like they apologized profusely to the fan base and they've made it better and it's really good now.
I mean, look down there to your right on the bottom shelf of that. You see those two right there?
Oh, there's
the collectors. And you know why we bought that?
Why?
Alachia.
Seriously?
Yeah.
We seriously bought those. We bought those for Alachia. Well, we didn't buy them for her, but she.
Well, to play, right?
Well, we bought them to play.
Yeah.
And
I got the collectors too.
We got the collectors and we loaded it up. It ran like shit.
Yeah. It's no joke.
We left, went to Best Buy, bought two video cards, installed them. It played better.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, this will play better with her controller. You know, because it was still a little janky.
So, yeah. Went out.
And so we went out, bought controllers.
About so much on the game that anyway. But then
it was just like, oh shit. But then it was great that they came back and like you said, the whole apologizing profusely and
yeah, and they made it. It's really good now.
And I love.
And I just wish I had the time.
I love how the story went too with the A Realm Reborn. It was like we're not going to ignore that we screwed up the first time. Let's make it part of the lore. And they did, and it was.
I feel like I'm not going to have time for the next 10 years.
Right.
10 to 15 years when the kids are relatively self-sufficient. Then.
Oh, whoa. Anyway, I'm kind of confused a little bit. I just switched over to the chat.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I see Strumpet.
Yeah, Strumpet's in there talking
Strumpet's
about my
here.
Arena.
What the
first
hell?
First Stone Arena record.
What is going on, man?
Hi, Strumpet. Oh, we just had the Valen Tavern.
Yeah,
we got so excited about Azixa, so let's say hi to the Valen Tavern real quick.
Right, so
I was I think I was advertising on my social media.
Oh, okay. Let me find out what we need to do. Maybe we can get you to advertise for it. what's going on, Valen Tavern? Who do we have with us today?
We have Azixa is in the Valen Tavern. Oh, wait, he's also here.
I'm also here.
Dolcador is here. J.K. Grammer is here. The ever-present J.B. Hanna. Muhogan is here. Punk Gopher is here. Strumpet is here.
What?
Zobby is also here. And Eric was here for a bit. And he ducked back out.
Yeah, he had to do some adulting.
Adulting.
What is adulting? So, talking about this adulting thing, man. So, this weekend... So we had, when we bought the house, we have like a closet system in our master bedroom in the closet there. And the top shelf that hangs all the clothes that fell down, you know, from all the weight. And I repaired it one time and then it happened again. And it was like, okay, it's time to just replace it. Let's get the brackets into the studs this time and everything else. So I spent, a little time day before yesterday buying a new drill, because I never bought a drill. I just had the little fast screw everything in real fast type thing. But I actually had to go buy a drill this time, so I have a new drill. Had to buy a stud finder, and having to plan this whole measuring the closet, how far it's going to be, and I got to get it level.
Did you hold the finder to yourself?
The what?
Oh, hold the finder, stud finder.
To start beeping,
man. So Renee and I had this discussion. I get what you're saying, because somebody else was like, I asked Cole in my Facebook group chat, did he have a stud finder? He was one of my friends locally, and the other guy in the group chat was like, "Oh, are you stalking me?" I was like, "Shut up, man." You know, I was like,
"That's funny."
Oh no, I'm not. I'm definitely not now. In Home Depot, they had a display of it. It's like, here's a stud finder. Press the button and just go across. See how easy it is. And it's kind of like, okay, that's interesting. So I bought it. I brought it home. I bought the lower end one, because I don't need a high grade one. So I press the button and I go against the wall and it's like, meh. And so I'm going against the wall and it's like, meh. I'm like, what in the world? This thing is broken. And so I actually had to sit down and read the instructions. Renee was like, why didn't you read the instructions?
You said it was because of the display. How easy it was.
Yeah,
because
the display is like, here, press this button and go across.
Honestly, you don't really read the instructions most of the time anyway.
Well, that's not the point. You asked me why I didn't read the instructions for that. So apparently you have to put the stud finder against the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Press the button to let it calibrate and wait for it to say it's ready, and then you go. So, pro tip.
It's got to get a baseline.
Yeah. So now I know why I had a baseline, because I had a baseline of empty air. It was like, this all a stud. So, yes. So, yes. I could eventually just use it on myself and boom, stud. Don't tell me it different. So you're a new homeowner yourself, Azzy. So you talked about adulting. What's been the bane of your existing in a new place? You know, kind of, what's the thing that irritates you?
Ants.
Oh my God, it's not us, babe.
Okay, is it the tiny itty bitty water ants?
Well, they were. And like, you know, last year they're like busting in. They're like, hey, what's up? So we like, you know, I sprayed around the house.
Yeah, the water ants are the worst.
But apparently, like, there was like this like plague of like these giant, horrible, stinging, biting ants.
Oh, those are okay,
that like destroy electronics and crap. And like,
what?
Those are the worst.
They were like busting in, and they were like in our bedroom at one point, all over the place. I don't know what they were going after. And so I sprayed again, killed them all, vacuumed them up. And then I saw them again, like outside in a different spot, but they hadn't made it into the house yet. So I was like, I had to take them out.
And
so frustrating. I don't know why they keep popping up.
Because like the guy that came out to spray is like, it's not because you have food out. It's not that. They're coming in because they're just coming inside because it rains a lot. When it like rains a lot, they seek shelter.
Yeah.
So they come in. So, but it makes me feel like my house is dirty. It's not that. They're just...
Well, no, that's a weird thing, because like when they're invading my house, they weren't going after anything. They're like in the bathroom, like just hanging out, like on the on the sink, and I'm like, "There's nothing here, guys."
Oh yeah,
go home.
Those are the water ants. They go after water sources.
Yeah,
like
maybe
ours were going towards the dishwasher.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
So the guy that came to spray said they like sources of water.
Right. So we have that, and then you know, Renee's a trooper, because she went out and get some milk for the freezer and stuff like that. And for those that may know, one time I went out to the out to the outbuilding out there that we have out there, and there was a snake in there. So I wanted to kill it, but Renee made me move it to a different place.
We're not killing snakes around
so
here.
So Renee goes out to get some milk for the girls and stuff like that. She walks in like, oh, I saw a snake outside by the freezer. Like, okay.
So when's the last time you actually went in the shed?
When we were chopping down the raspberry bush.
So see, you did go in the shed after I saw the snake.
I didn't go all the way in, but yeah.
See,
I tend not to look now because it's like
I look because I open the shed door and I step back in case a spider. See, spiders, I don't do snakes. It's fine. Spiders, no. I'm afraid a spider comes skittering out. Like,
right. But it's gonna kill the other bugs. It's good.
I know, but they're creepy. Why do they have 8 eyes and 8 legs?
So I've never been close.
It's terrible.
I've never been close enough to count how many legs they have.
Not even the legs. Yeah, so. But anyway, so we're way off.
So ants.
All right. So I wanted an actual book to read, physical book. You know, do you remember those? They had pages.
Oh, yeah.
And all that.
Yeah, back in the day.
So I went to the bookstore. I was looking around. I was kind of looking for Neil Gaiman's American Gods. I was because I'd never read it before. I heard it was great. Couldn't find it. But came across another book by Neil Gaiman and Terry Pratchett called Good Omens. And I like Terry Pratchett stuff. You know, I read it. So picked up Good Omens, and it is, I've never read a Neil Gaiman, Gaiman. Neil Gaiman book. So I don't know what his style is, but I know Terry Pratchett's style, and I could definitely see him in there. And I thought it was good. It's basically a humorous look at the apocalypse. And it was pretty funny. I enjoyed it. Got that done. And then I have this old book by Terry McMillan called The Interruption of Everything. And it is the complete... It could be more opposite genre. It's... I want to call it the sassy black woman genre. That's what Terry McMillan tends to write.
Right, right.
Have you heard of Waiting to Exhale, Azixa?
Yes.
Yeah, she wrote the book, and then it became a movie. So
and she also didn't she do How Stella Got Her Groove Back?
Yeah.
Oh,
so
yeah.
This is the
sassy black woman going through midlife crisis. Boom.
Yes, that's exactly what this one is too. Everything she writes, everything goes through midlife crisis. It's okay so far. It's a little tortured, but whatever. I'm gonna keep going. I've only not finished one book. There was one book so bad I threw it across the room, and I don't throw.
No,
books.
You finished that one because you threw it after you finished.
No, I didn't know. Oh yeah, did I finish it? Is that the one with the bad grammar?
You finished every book. There hasn't not
okay,
been.
Okay, I finished it, but I threw it across the
There's
room.
There's been books you've thrown across the room.
More dedicated than me.
I have.
Well, there was one that we read lately that we couldn't get past the first page and we stopped.
What was that? Oh. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that. Okay.
Yeah. We'll tell you after the show.
Yeah, they are making an American Gods TV show. Yeah.
Yeah, I hope that's still in the works. That.
I heard about it, and I still want to get the book and read it. I'll get to it eventually.
Yeah, okay. Definitely read the book. It's good.
So for me, on my side of things, I'm in
Warhammer.
Warhammer and a new game that's a skirmish game called Infinity, which is pretty neat. The difference between Infinity and Warhammer, where Warhammer, I haven't showed Azixa yet all my army stuff, but
oh, the miniatures,
yeah.
Oh, nice.
I have
see
a
that.
Crap ton of miniatures, but with Infinity, to even play, you only need like no more than 20 miniatures to play in the skirmishes game, and it's a little bit more. It's not a lot. It kind of fits in my wheelhouse a little bit for when I just want to sit down and just play real quick.
Yeah.
Warhammer's nice, and I'm really enjoying it. Still loving my orcs, and I'm still painting those guys up. I did get a airbrush, and I actually found I should be getting my part tomorrow to fix it. Because I broke it as soon as I bought it.
It's just saying, oh, Jay is the ever receiver of packages. Every day a package shows up at the house.
Don't hate.
FedEx, UPS, US Mail. There's always something
I go out and
here for
them.
Jack.
They love
almost
me.
Almost every single
they
day.
They love me. I hear them pull up. And Toby's like, I get up. I go out there. I'm like, hey, how you doing? Hey, how you doing, Mr. Valentine? I'm doing great.
I'm doing great now.
Now that you're here. What do you have for me today? They're like, oh, we have a package for you today. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, I'm the same. I'm the same way with magic cards.
Yeah, man. I know how it is, man. I know how it is. So
there's a trading service I use called Puka Trade where you can kind of trade your magic cards away for points as right. like an interim currency, and you know you acquire points, and you just request stuff with your points. So I'm like always getting stuff in, sending stuff out.
Nice. That's kind of cool, man.
It's like day trading.
All right, so I'm doing I'm definitely doing that.
When did you start collecting them?
Warhammer?
Yeah.
So it was roughly probably about this time. Clark and Nikki came up, who's Muhogan and Zobby in Valen Tavern right now.
Yeah.
They came up and I called Clark. I said, hey man, I know you're huge in Warhammer, and they just did this whole gift to Scott. They're the ones that him and some others had gotten together and made Scott the orc army that was kind of based off of his orc character.
Yeah.
And I was like, yo, man, you know, bring your codexes up. I want to read them. I'm thinking about getting a Warhammer. I'm going to the Warhammer store to look at miniatures. And I've always wanted to play Warhammer. I just never could. Just financial reasons and stuff like that. So it was just one of the things I just didn't think about getting into. Hmm. Or wanted to get into, but didn't. Same for Magic and everything else. So
yeah.
Clark comes up, we talk a little bit, and was like, oh yeah, talking about Space Marines and Orcs and everything else. He leaves his codexes and stuff, and he's like, hey man, I have, they have like these box sets, kind of like the dual decks you have with Magic.
Yeah.
You can get like two armies in them, and it's enough to introduce a player in. So, he had one of those that he had the Space Marine side of it, and he was going to send it to me. And then lo and behold, my good friend Cole, he started posting pictures of him painting miniatures. And I was like, dude, why didn't you? And we're real good friends with him and his wife. And I was like, mm-hmm. Are you serious? Are you playing Warhammer? He's like, yeah. So him and I, we split another starter box. He got one side and I got one side, and kind of just kept going from that, you know.
Nice.
Things got busy with the girls, and I kind of got into a little rut, and was kind of like, I can't paint anymore, but I want a game. I'm working at home all the time, and I want to get out. I'm getting frustrated, and that's when I was like, hey, Azixa, I think I want to play Magic, man. Where do I start? He's like, hey, man, get a dual deck. And next thing I know, I'm walking out of the store with like 20 decks. Like, look what I got, a Zixa. He's like, dude, what are you doing?
He went a little crazy.
You just need one dual deck.
He did tell me that.
Why did you get so many?
You don't need to be like
did
me.
You get talked into it by the people?
On like 100,000 cards.
I told you, babe. That's when I found out I really have an
you
issue.
Can't, you don't have to collect all the things. You don't do that in Magic. It's not a collect them all.
Yeah, you don't do that in Matt. Trust me. But I've been trying for 20 years.
But as you post all these awesome pictures, and
that's
because
Azzy been doing it for.
I want these four. I want.
How
this,
long have you been doing it, Azzy?
93.
I want
93. He's been doing it for like over 20 years, babe.
But I want the full art land cards.
No, you don't.
They're so beautiful.
Because the foil ones are $50 each.
Well, I'm glad you're not into that anymore, because you would have spent every last penny you own.
Yeah, so
get everything.
So that happened with that. Actually, before I contacted you about Magic, I said, hey man, you know much about Dice Masters. That's where it actually started. You know,
that's right. Yeah.
Because I did Dice Masters. You're like, oh man, why are you doing Dice Masters? Go get your dual deck.
It's like, you gotta play Magic.
You gotta play Magic, man. Dice Masters is complicated. Magic is easy. Yeah. Oh, really? You know, so that's kind of how it went. And then next thing I know, I'm sitting in, you know, a lot of Magic cards. But, you know, lesson learned, you know. It was a good lesson.
Yeah, it's not for everyone.
It's not.
Yeah,
it's not. I mean, I have You know, I have Warhammer and I have Infinity. I mean, I like Infinity because, I mean, it literally cost me, you know, $50 to have an army.
Yeah.
To do a skirmish game for, you know, I'm not, and the guys that I'm playing with, and all of them are in the same boat. They do Warhammer also.
Mm-hmm.
But they also want to do Infinity, and no one's like, yeah, we're going to have to run a 300, you know, we're going to do some tournament stuff. But if they do, I'm not playing, so.
Would you need a lot more people?
Yeah.
Figures.
Yeah, so you need some of the named figures and stuff like that, and I'm not. I mean, one figure would cost about $40. It's kind of like, no.
Yeah. Yeah, that's one of the reasons I took a break when I was younger, I think. I took a many-year break from Magic just because I was so obsessed with it.
Right, right.
And, like, you know, I was always thinking about it. I was always looking, like, to collect new cards. And, like, even now, I'm like, I have this itch where I'm like, oh, God, I gotta get this, I gotta get that. It's even worse now because, like, there's been a huge spike in the player base. And all these cards that I want, they're, like, you know, doubling in price in the past year. And I'm like, oh, my God, it's too expensive now. And I'm, like, freaking out inside.
Right.
It's terrible. So yeah. I need to, like, you know, rein it in and calm down and be happy with my, like, zillion dollars worth of cards I have already.
Right.
It really gets you. They suck you in.
It does. It does. And then when I started talking to you and the guys at the shop about Modern, Standard, Commander.
Yeah, all the formats.
And all the formats. And it's kind of like, oh, man, I kind of like Modern. You know, I can have a quick, easy deck. That's like, oh, but, you know, with Modern, they had a rotation like every month or so you had to buy.
No, I mean, Modern's Eternal. Standard's the one you rotate.
Which is the one where you had to buy a pack like every quarter just to.
Standard. That's the one where, like, things rotate out. And it's just expensive and you waste a lot of money keeping your stuff current.
Right. And I was kind of like, screw that, man.
Yeah, that's why I like Commander. It's casual and, like, the decks, you know, they last forever.
Right. And then, you know, and I was like, oh, you know, I'll do Commander. I went and played Commander at the store and I kind of felt bad for one. So we were playing. It was three people. We didn't have a fourth. And the other guy was getting a little pissed off with me because I didn't realize the deck that the guy had was, you know, a deck that I should have known to kill him first.
Oh, did someone get annoyed at you?
Yeah, he got a little annoyed with me. I could tell. Well, he was a good sport. He wasn't like, ah, oh, you dumbass. But you can kind of tell that he was kind of like, oh, man, you know, I'm playing with this noob and we're going to die. You know, we're just going to die. This dude's going to just destroy it. So he don't know what kind of deck it is. Yeah. And I felt very responsible for that. So I played another one after that, and I was kind of like, eh, I don't think EDH is for me, so.
No, I mean, the big thing is EDH, it's so social. Like, it really depends on who you're playing with. And that's like, you need to find a good group of people you can have fun with and just laugh and be silly and, you know.
Right, and that's the thing.
Play big, crazy spells, and, like, it doesn't matter if you win or lose, and that's, like, you know, that's how I approach it.
And that's how I want to play, but everywhere I went, and, like, I would ask friends that I work with, like, where do you guys play? Oh, man, I don't go to any of the shops, or I only play with this group of people here, and never got an invite, and I was kind of like, I want to walk in the house and be like, babe, can we move to Austin?
The people at the store tomorrow, they might be in for a sad surprise.
Well,
if I'm playing Commander with them.
But you're going to a store I haven't been to, so I don't know how the store is. I know the store has, like, the best Yu-Gi-Oh cards in town and all this other stuff. So they seemed really nice when I called, which is different from the other store I played at. You can kind of tell the guy, like, thank you for calling, something to do. Hey, John, how you doing? Going all right, you know, and I did call that pillar store because I was looking for some Dice Master stuff. They're like, oh, man, yeah. No, we don't have Dice Master stuff. We mainly do, you know, Magic stuff, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I was like, oh, man, they sound kind of nice. They went like, shut up, noob. We don't do Magic cards here, you know.
So, serious?
No, I said they weren't like that.
Oh, okay.
That'd be funny if it was.
I was going to say, oh, my God.
Yeah.
They're not going to get business.
Yeah, so that's why I want to go with see how it is. I mean.
Yeah, it'd be interesting.
But
I always, like, bring, like, some of my decks when I travel. And, like, I played all these different stores, and then, like, you know, people were playing with, like, they're good decks, but I, like, pull out my crazy deck I've been, like, working on for years, and, like, you know, I end up just crushing people. But I don't know what to use. I don't know what the power level is, so I don't want to, like, pull out something, like, weaker. So I'm like, I feel kind of bad for destroying their life.
What you can do?
for 2 hours.
Yeah. I mean, I'll be hanging there. I'll come see.
In. Yeah, I brought extras. We can play and just hang out.
I don't know.
See what happens.
I'm like, hey, Azzy, what's this card do?
You can use my artifact deck.
Hey, what's this card do, Azzy?
All artifacts.
Really?
Yeah.
That is awesome.
All artifact Karn deck. So you don't have to think about colors. You just throw things down. They work.
That is amazing, man.
Done and done.
See, babe?
What?
That's the stuff I want to do.
Oh, what
now? She like fell asleep.
She did. And
she's like,
while Azzy's here, we should do? We should go over to your mom's house in the basement and look for those cards.
Babe, that basement is crazy.
I was just asking her about that before the show. I was like, do you find those cards yet?
That basement is crazy.
So we talked to her mom about going over there. She's like, you can't right now. She's like, you can't go down there. So she's a mess down there. So
maybe one day I'll find them.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. So yeah, man. So as he's in town, I'm gonna go hang with you tomorrow, and you hang with us tonight. I'm excited.
Me too.
Really excited. So.
So
outside of work, I mean, have you been, are you still Hearthstoning and Magicking? Is that pretty much your pastime?
Oh, yeah. That's why, Strumpet was just saying, she's like, she was jealous of my, my Hearthstone win thing. I did the arena and I got to 10 wins, I think.
Uh-huh.
Which is like quite a bit of gold. And they give you like a golden common and a bunch of stuff. But I think that was my highest. I think before that, my highest arena run was 9.
Oh, okay.
I think the max is 12. But yeah, I've been playing a lot of Hearthstone because I've been grinding gold and dust for the new set coming out, which I was hoping it would come out tomorrow, but I have a feeling it's going to be next week.
Hmm.
They're doing like the Argent Tournament type set with all the Paladin stuff.
Right.
Looks pretty cool. But other than that, I play Diablo once a week. I've been trying to finish the Heart of the Swarm because I wanted to play the new StarCraft.
Right.
I play little indie games here and there, especially when I travel. And I every time I travel, my 3DS is like attached to my hip. I always have my 3DS.
We used to have it attached to our hips. I don't even know where they are.
Yours is in that closet, right, and mine is sitting right there.
I have a Zelda one.
But yeah, I just love the 3DS when I travel. Like I was playing, you know, Pokemon. I'll like open like Fantasy Life, just whatever.
Do you get street passes?
Oh yeah, I have like thousands of street passes between like all the conventions and
travel and stuff. So.
Going to PAX every year. Yeah.
Yeah. I remember going to Dragon Con doing the street pass, man. It was like.
Do you have one from every state? I'm sure you do. Do you have one from every state?
Just about. Almost. Quite in many countries, too.
Nice.
Dragon Con, we got a lot.
Yeah. Last time I would imagine there's probably a ton.
Yeah.
A ton of people. That's fun. It's like a little mini game.
It is.
A little mini game in life to collect street passes.
I hate that you can only get, what, 10 at a time?
10.
Yeah, that is kind of.
And then you have to.
It becomes kind of micromanaging. You have to keep checking them.
I do like, and one of the things I did like was that I did like driving when we would drive places. It would be like a 6-hour car drive, and then you'll get them while you're driving as well.
Yeah.
Because you can get them while, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You pass a car and be like, hey.
You got a street pass.
Oh, what's that? Oh, man. You know. So. But, yeah, man. Well, that's cool, dude. That's cool, dude. Well, welcome to Louisville, man. And,
thank you.
Hope you have a good time. And I hope they treat you well.
So far. We'll see you about tomorrow at the game store.
Yeah.
I know. I'm curious, man. You know, I want to walk in and be like, hey, I wish it was my old store. Like, this is my friend, Azzy. He come and kick y'all's ass. You know.
Can take you out.
Yeah, you put some money down. Let's put some money down.
I mean, like, if it's no fun, we'll go somewhere else and, you know, do something else.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah.
I'm sure it'll be good, though.
That's plenty to do, and it's Tuesday, and, you know, there's plenty of shops open.
Yeah.
But,
there's a lot of shops around here.
Yeah, it is.
I'm surprised. There's quite a few.
Yeah, so, I mean, especially when you get, like, in southern Indiana as well. I mean, you may see something with Empire Comics, which is in southern Indiana. Because you're literally, like, 15 minutes from Indiana.
Yeah.
Right now, so. Wow. And that's the place that owns the Card House site that I was telling you about.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, I want to check out that website.
Yeah, yeah. Punk Gopher loves that site, also. Because, I mean, you can buy some games. And the whole pickup in store thing is amazing, you know.
Yeah.
Like I picked up the Epic Mage Battle of Skullfire, one of those tabletop games that came out when Mashup Man was here. Yeah, speaking of that, Mashup Man was here in town. everyone.
Oh, yeah, Meshit Man was here.
Yeah,
on his way to Nertacular.
Yep. So nice. He stayed with us a few days. So
that's cool.
Yeah. So we got to play that game. He had been looking for that game. It's been sold out everywhere, and we were able to buy it from, you know, Card House and picked it up on Friday. So
is it a board game?
It's a card game. It's kind of
standalone card game.
Yeah, it's standalone. You combine spells, and it's a more tongue in cheek. You know, they talk about testicles and all this other stuff.
It's like Munchkins but dirtier.
Yeah, you know what? I guess it kind of is, but we didn't get to the dirty part.
Yeah, it wasn't really dirty.
Yeah, but it does say on there, you know, foul language and stuff like that.
Do you two play a lot of board games?
Yeah, well, I have a lot of board games.
He has more than he plays.
Yeah. Renee doesn't like losing. She doesn't competition.
You don't ever ask me to play. When's the last time you asked me to play a game?
Because we had this conversation. Because it's like, I didn't want... So we had this conversation, Azzy, about... I know Renee doesn't like competition and, you know, kind of... I blame her dad for it. So when I ask her, I can tell that... She doesn't want to play, but she says yes because it's me. And I said, babe, I understand you don't want to play, but we need to figure out the best way to say you want to play. You can't be like, sure, babe, I'll play. I was like, no, just be like, yeah.
Just take it.
Do you ever try any co-op games where it's like you guys versus the board? Or
yeah, yeah, like Treasure Island.
Yeah, I played.
We played a few of those.
Yeah, so Treasure Island was really good.
There's some decent ones.
We have a Flashpoint as well.
Yeah,
that's one of the ones that I haven't had a chance to play. The other couple that we hang out with, they love playing games as well. I did pick up. We did back up back Exploding Kitten.
Oh yeah, yeah, I heard about
so
that.
So we got that came last week.
I haven't seen that.
You haven't seen it? I'll show you after the show. Yeah. It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's something I miss is playing board games. A lot of friends played board games up in Boston, but not many people play them down here. It's just mostly Magic, and then Alachia doesn't really get into the board games.
Well, here in Louisville, I mean, there's a Louisville board game club. So they play all over Louisville.
Yeah.
So they have meetups monthly. Every weekend there's usually something going on.
Yeah.
But a lot of them that I've noticed lately, they're doing that legacy card games or whatever.
What's it called?
Kind of like the Warhammer Conquest game. It's not like a collecting game per se, but
more
it's
like a standalone.
It's kind of
with
a
different expansions.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like Lord of the Rings.
Like Dominion or something.
Yeah, I guess. You know, I'll show you. I have one in there.
Yeah, I'll check it out.
But I'm not gonna play it. But yeah. So well, cool, man. I know we're running a little bit long. I think we're running long.
Yeah.
No. Are we running long?
Yeah, we are. Definitely.
Yeah.
Oh, we're hour 17?
Yeah.
Okay, well, cool. All right, let's go ahead and let's wrap up the show here. Let me hit this right here. There we go. That's the show.
Didn't get to do odds and ends, but that's all right.
We can do odds and ends now.
All right.
So we got some birthdays coming up.
Odds and ends.
Okay. All right. Because Renee wants to.
Odds and ends. I already did it. Oh, I already did it.
Nope. Come on, Mr. Feisty.
Odds and ends.
I did it better.
You did do it better.
We have some birthdays.
Cliff, yeah.
Cliff Haddock's birthday's today.
Happy birthday, Cliff.
Happy birthday, Cliff. Dorina Clark, her birthday is Thursday. Juno, her birthday is also Thursday.
Juno.
Keith Heath, is his birthday.
Right.
It's Thursday.
It is.
Heather Reese Hoff.
Yep, you know who that is, right?
Yes.
Cyberway. This is my favorite part of the show. You know who it is, right, Renee? You know who it is, right?
You're calling me out. You're terrible.
Azixa. You know who that is, right?
Who?
who's Azixa?
I know who Azixa is.
Who is?
Right there.
Okay. All right. Good.
Geraldine Martin's birthday is on the 17th.
You don't know who that is.
Lucia's birthday.
He keeps going.
Lucia's birthday is on the 18th.
Uh-huh.
Rodrigo's birthday.
Now, which Rodrigo is that?
Hashimoto. Rodrigo's birthday is on the 19th. Dana Nowak. You don't know her?
I don't know who
Mommy Group.
Okay, so she must listen to the show.
Why?
What's up, sister?
She could. And Jason Webb, his birthday is on the 21st.
You know who Ed is, right?
Yes, I don't remember his name.
I can't remember his name, but he's doing.
I know
the
who he is.
He's doing the mandolin armor. He's the Mr. Cook.
I know.
It's a Mr. Cook.
I know. Xandar.
Boom. Mic drop.
Mic drop.
Drop the mic.
I can actually drop the mic now.
I guess you just.
Yeah, that's how I usually do it. So, if you want to email us, you can email us at thevalentinecast@gmail.com. You can also see our blog at ValentineCast. The podcast Twitter feed is ValentineCast. Facebook page, ValentineCast. If they want to call,
you can call us at 415-75-VCAST. That's 415-758-2278. Video can be seen of this and previous episodes at youtube.com/ValentineCast. Jay's Twitter feed is The Cowboy, that's T-H-E-C-A-O-B-O-I, and my Twitter feed is The Ice Flow.
Ezzy, how can folks get a hold of you out on the internet?
Search for Zixa, and you will find everything I've ever done since 1994, I think.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm pretty much a Zix on everything, but if you want to see, I do a lot of, like, you know, silly cell phone photos, and you can find those on Instagram. But if you want to see photos when I actually did photography and stuff, it's on Flickr. So,
well, that's cool, man. So, what's your weapon of choice
for what?
For photography.
Oh, I had the Sony. Sony was at the time, it was like the first model that was like the 100.
Yes.
Now they have some newer models. Man, that camera is so pimp. It's nice.
Nice.
But yeah, I never got to the point where I wanted to get an SLR, so I just kept with the point and shoot, and then I just kind of fell out of it. So.
Oh, that's cool, man. All I know, you put out some amazing stuff as well as.
Yeah, I have like 15,000 photos on Flickr. It's ridiculous.
Nice.
Something like that.
I did pick up. So I did some work and I got a SLR. Even though I have the mirrorless camera.
Yeah.
I got my nifty 50. Millimeter and lens this
nice.
Past week.
Yeah, so some of the photos you take are great.
Yeah, man. Yeah,
they're all right, nice. I guess.
Yeah. They're right.
Right.
So I'm
trying. Could be better.
So I'm trying to learn the Canon system now.
Yeah.
You know, I'm you know, since I acquired this camera, might as well try to learn it. So there's some things that I get to do with it that I couldn't do with my mirrorless. Or, I mean, I didn't need to do, but it's fun to be able to watch some of the videos and learn some of the tricks that they're actually talking about and having the system instead of saying, how do I do a you know, back focus with my mirrorless camera. So but thank you so much for spending the evening with us. It was a very nice surprise and opportunity.
Yeah, it was great. Thanks for having me on the show. It was a lot of fun.
No problem. Thanks, Todd, for letting me use your extra mic, man, because I sold all the extra ones.
Thanks, Todd.
Well, you all have a great week. We will see you all on the 24th.
Yep, the 24th. We will be here.
And we will have stories of being in Tennessee by then.
Yep.
It's going to be amazing.
Sweet.
But talk to you all next week.
Bye, everybody.
Bye now.
Bye, Burnham.
Bye, Ezzy.
Bye.
Bye, Renee.
Bye.
This is Alpha Geek Radio.